Wondering if Christina and Daryl, can you guys come up here for a second? You can bring your kids, two of them. One's at Children of the Word. They used to sit in the front row. Now they're in the very back. I'm in the very back. Yeah, come on. How you doing?
Good.
I don't want you to fall off. What's your name?
Jordan.
And what's your sister's name?
Jayla.
And the one who's missing, or the one that children of the word, not missing?
Jasmine.
Jasmine and Daryl and Christina. And how long have you guys been married?
10 years.
10 years. And Daryl, do you remember the first time you saw your future wife?
Yes.
Yes. And somehow you didn't just saw her. You didn't just see her across the room. At a certain point, you had to ask her a question.
Yes.
Like, will you go on a date with me? Do you remember your first date? Never mind. Anyway. It just kind of evolved. I get it. And my guess is from the time that you got married 10 years ago to this day that you've had to do certain things to foster your relationship. Would that be true?
Yes.
Like buy flowers or say nice words or...
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And what's Christina's favorite flower?
She doesn't have one.
Oh, so you know each other well enough. And you two have had to do certain things to maintain your relationship?
Correct.
And the fruit of your relationship are three really super cool kids, right?
Yeah.
And do your mom and dad, they love one another? Do you love your mom and dad?
Yes.
Do you love them like 50% or 100%?
100%.
And good answer. And do you think your sisters love your mom and dad 100%?
Yes.
And do you sometimes have to work at your relationship with your mom and dad?
Yes.
And you love your mom and dad 100%. And do your mom and dad, do you love your mom the way your sisters love your mom? Or do you love your mom and dad a little differently?
Differently.
Because you are different than they, right?
Yes.
So now let's pretend that your mom and dad are the Trinity. I know. But anyways, there's all kinds of problems with that, but we won't go there. But you're the Trinity, and that you love one another, and the fruit of your love is your children, just as the fruit of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loving one another, is we're all that fruit. And so we're going to love God, but we're going to love God differently, right? Like, I'm going to love God my way, and you're going to love God your way, and you're going to love your mom and dad according to your temperament and your gifts and skills and what you like, and they love you distinctly, right? And do your mom and dad love you more than your sisters?
No.
Do they love you distinctly, though, differently? Like, do they give you the same presents?
No.
They give you different presents.
Yes.
And they shower presents upon you. Like on your birthday, do they give your sister, well, your sisters deserve more, of course. But but they just like give more. They just like, they don't like say, no, I'm tired of, they're not kicking you out of the house or anything like that.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, never mind. Anyways, so, see, this is what our prayer is like. So let's give Daryl and Christina a big hand and their favorite son. See these yellow cards? You can slide them down to one another so everybody can grab one. Every man, woman, child. And then if there's some extras over here. Someone from the... John, you can maybe grab some extras here for the choir. There are about 15 different workshops being offered after Mass. Those for the choir. The choir needs them. Yeah. Choir needs them. Thanks. And what I want to invite you to do right now is select which one are you going to go to. And like Daryl and Christine, we all love one another, God distinctly. So one of these might appeal to you more than another one. And maybe your spouse might go to this one, your kids might go to that one. Maybe the person in front of you might go to this one. But I want to invite each of us to choose one to go to so that we can take a few minutes today to encounter God, to learn about how to encounter God in a deeper way, so that we can learn how to encounter God according to my temperament your own way of relating to God. It's okay if you're visiting from another parish or you haven't registered here. These are open to everyone. There's a couple of people came last night, and they came again this morning to go to another workshop. They are that good. I'm grateful. Because see, what God wants, what God's desire is for us to encounter Jesus in the same profound way that Peter, James, and John did on Mount Tabor. He wants each of us to have this encounter with God so that we might experience the presence of God in our lives, all of us. You don't have to be Peter, James, and John. You don't have to go to the Holy Land. You don't have to be a priest. But you, myself, all of us are invited to have this incredible encounter with God. So again, just invite you to look over this. Which one are you going to go to? Need some for the servers here. Liam, did you pick one?
There's too many to decide.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And after you've selected one, then we'll stand for the creed. So when you've chosen one, you can stand for the creed.